something to do with the three pillars? You just don't know.
No.
I have that written down. You don't want me to go get it, do you?
Well, it's fine if you, I'm very glad to, if you'd like to take the time.
I was trying to remember how the Masonic word is. It was the three pillars of Solomon's temple or something. I'm not acquainted with masonry, so I don't know.
Not either.
It wasn't just I've forgotten how it's spelled.
Would it have an ing on the end of it?
No, it was in.
It's a corruption of that term. How did they get hold of that term, I wonder?
It came through masonry.
I see. Is this a center for masons?
Well, the founder of the town was a sawmill man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a mason. And Jenkin was a big sawmill town. It was quite a large one.
About how many people?
At one time there was 2,000 people.
2,000. Mm-hmm.
It was larger than the surrounding towns, which are larger now.
How large is Jenkin now? About?
It's less than 100.
Less than 100.
Mm-hmm. In the corporate, it is a corporated town, however.
Mm-hmm.
Became so. Years ago. But the industry has left, you see. That's common to know about sawmill towns. It's often occurred.
I was wondering if you would give me something about your background here. I didn't take your full name.
Miss Dot, B-O-T, Dot Harvey. H-A-R-B-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And your address is?
Jenkin, Georgia.
And you were born?
Here.
In this
house.
In this house. And may I ask your age?
I'm 73.
73. And what church do you belong to?
The one right here, Jenkin Free Will Baptist Church.
Primitive Baptist?
Jenkin Free Will Baptist.
Oh, Free Will. And have you been a housewife most of your life? Or?
I'm a homebody, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how far did you go in school?
After finishing high school, I took 3 years teacher training. And I taught school 5 terms, I think.
Oh, you did. Where did you take your college?
Women's College, Georgia. Woman's College now. They've left off that. They change the name so often. But it's at Milledgeville, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
State College at Milledgeville.
And do you do a lot of reading now?
Yes, I do. And I like to read history, so the bookmobile has been so helpful and good to help me with the history reading.
I see.
I like to read all history. And I've loved history all my life. When I was a school child, I was partial to history.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a term to you, partial?
Yes. Yes, I use that myself. It's a good term.
Yes.
What do you think of television? Do you watch it very much?
Yes, my eyes do give out reading nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I can then turn and watch television. So.
What are your favorite programs?
I like music best, and I get so few music.